You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
New Zealand has just become one of the more 50 countries to record cases of monkeypox in an outbreak that took off 2 months ago, but experts stress that we shouldn't worry. This person, who is in isolation and is in their 30s, lives in Auckland, recently returned from an overseas travel in a country with reported monkeypox cases. The Ministry of Health says there is no evidence of community transmission with a small number of people being contacts to watch out for symptoms. I spoke to Kirk Krause, a professor of biochemistry at the University of Otago, about New Zealand's first case of monkeypox, and I started off by asking him about the caution surrounding the disease.
Well, as you pointed out, this is the first case in New Zealand. There's a from what I've read, it's a 30-year-old male who's now in isolation. And a number of us have been expecting monkeypox cases here for some time because the monkeypox outbreak has spread to be about 5,000, more than 5,000 cases worldwide, predominantly in Europe. And there's 20 cases over in Australia, so we were sort of thinking, okay, when are the first ones going to happen here? It's been an interesting outbreak because previous to this outbreak, really monkeypox outbreaks had predominantly been in Central or Western Africa. They've involved at most a few hundred people, and they've had a tendency to die out relatively quickly. So the thing that's concerning about this outbreak is that it's already involving so many people, and it's spreading a bit. So it is a little bit of concern, but the numbers are nothing like COVID, and the infectiousness is nothing like COVID. So in that sense, it's not sort of an imminent threat, but I think we have to watch it and try to control it now so that it doesn't get so that it doesn't spread here. And I think you need to take it quite seriously, and I think people are doing that now.
Because we're in that COVID-19 pandemic era and there's obviously much uncertainty and worry about health and lockdowns and such, do you think caution is greatly intensified when it comes to monkeypox?
Oh, very much so. I think it's heightened awareness about infectious diseases, and also the term pox is a scary term. It sounds like something out of the Middle Ages, right? Like smallpox and the plague. And in fact, monkeypox is a pretty close relative to smallpox, which is the virus which has now been eradicated by vaccine usage. So the key thing, yeah, is monkeypox is a relative of those things, and it's something that's spread predominantly by skin-to-skin contact. So it's direct. You have to have direct contact with somebody who has a lesion, or you have to be up and so close to them that you are exposed to their respiratory secretions. It's also possible to get it from handling their bedding or towels or utensils. So traditionally, what happens is that somebody who develops monkeypox goes into isolation until they're no longer contagious. And as a result, once they're in isolation, then it doesn't pass on. And so then the outbreak dies out. But curiously, what seems to be happening with this latest outbreak is a lot of people aren't getting very sick. And the lesions that they get don't look a lot like the sort of horrible pox lesions. And some people are getting just a very few lesions, and the lesions look, to tell you the truth, a little bit like maybe they have a pimple. So people have mild lesions and they're not getting very sick. And as a result, they may be inadvertently passing it on to other people. And I think that's what's behind the spread now, is people not knowing that they actually have it.
Are there any other misconceptions when it comes to monkeypox?
Yeah, generally speaking, is transmitted from skin-to-skin contact or direct exposure to respiratory droplets. It's not generally transmitted by aerosols. So the business where you walk by somebody in an elevator and they've exposed you to coronavirus and you end up with coronavirus, that's not likely to happen with monkeypox. So it has to be sort of much more intimate contact and much more direct contact.
What are some precautions do you think people should take into consideration in regards to catching the disease or dealing with it?
So anybody who has a lesion where they're concerned about, could this be monkeypox, needs to call the health line or call their GP's office in order to get instructions about where to go to get tested. So there's a PCR test that can be done to see if what you have is monkeypox. There's also, we have the ability now to sequence viruses that can be done. Believe it or not, the old-fashioned electron microscopy technique can be used where you take an image in an electron microscope of what's in the lesion, and you can see these pox viruses. So if you have concerns, you know, take it seriously. I wouldn't, you know, don't go down to the GP's office and say, hey, I've got pox lesions. That would be not such a good thing, but, you know, call ahead to let people know. And the main things are don't touch the skin or the rash of anybody who has monkeypox. Don't hug them or kiss them or have skin-to-skin contact. Don't handle the bedding or towels of somebody with monkeypox. Make sure you use good hand hygiene, you know, the hand sanitizers we've been using and soap and water, that takes care of monkeypox. Generally speaking, somebody with monkeypox goes into isolation. They're in isolation for 2 to 3 weeks, and the pox lesions crest over, they dry up, and when all that's resolved, then they're no longer contagious. So it's predominantly avoiding that kind of contact is the best way to avoid getting monkeypox. Now, we know this case is in isolation, and we need to follow to see if any other cases happen to pop up. One of the concerns is that there's a feeling there might be some transmission that's going on behind the scenes and under the radar because it involves people who don't know they have it. So we have to have a high sense of awareness to make sure, like, if you maybe have been in a place where you could have had inadvertent contact with somebody and you develop a new bump, well, that's a time to notify health authorities in order to get tested. But if we get tested and we're cautious, I think there's every chance that this whole thing will die out, and that'll be a good thing. Regardless, it doesn't. The numbers don't develop anything like COVID. For example, the first case in Australia was in May, and that was, you know, one case. Now we're sort of 2 months out, and they have 20 cases. So they have had an increase in cases, but the rate is really quite slow. But I'm optimistic that with the kind of public health measures that are being proposed, we'll be in pretty good shape. The other good thing is there are vaccines that are about 85 to 90% effective against monkeypox. And if an outbreak occurs in a vulnerable population, we should be able to, in addition to isolating them, we can also vaccinate them and also vaccinate their contacts.
That was Kurt Kraus, a professor of biochemistry at the University of Otago, speaking about New Zealand's first case of monkeypox.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.